You may recall the old TV program, Mystery Science Theater 3000. It used to show terrible old science fiction movies, and three characters provided an additional soundtrack, nonstop wisecracks about the acting, the dialogue, the sets, everything. Well, now comes a very similar idea in movie theaters. It's called Hecklevision. We think it started in Austin. Now it's happening in Portland, Oregon, at the Hollywood Theater. The theater, in conjunction with the Portland Mercury, the city's alternative weekly newspaper, is going to show Point Break with Patrick Swayze, Keanu Reeves, and Hecklevision. Eric Henriksen is senior editor at the Mercury and joins us now. And first of all, tell us what happens with Hecklevision.
Okay, well, Hecklevision is, we play the movie on the big screen, and then the general idea is that unlike every other screening where people text anyway and ruin everything, we encourage texting and it's allowed, and they're able to text comments and text commentary and text heckles and text jokes, and as soon as they hit send on their phone, it pops up on the bottom of the screen next to their username.
Okay, so a week from Friday night, I gather, people will see the 1991 surfer skydiving bank heist movie Point Break, which has lines in it like this.
You can't just walk up to those guys. You have to get out there and learn the moves, get into their head, pick up the speech.
You're trying to tell me the FBI is going to pay me to learn to surf?
To which I would text, wait till you see what the GSA will pay you to do.
No, I heard that clip and I got super excited because I love this movie, but I heard a rumor that you didn't like this movie. I have to call you on it. Is that true?
I've never actually assembled a 10 worst list, but it would be, by my taste, it's entirely subjective, a serious competitor.
No, tell me why. I mean, we can agree to disagree and we won't ever be BFFs on it, but I'm just curious, how do you not love a movie in which Keanu learns to surf from Patrick Swayze and then they go skydiving?
And they rob banks with masks of presidents. And somehow,
yeah, I forgot that part. There's that part?
That's the whole movie. That's
it?
The whole movie, Eric.
Oh, but you say that like robbery. That's not enough.
No.
Oh, it's so great.
No. I would never say there's not enough of this. As I recall, it goes on forever.
It is. It's like 2 hours long.
Listen, if lots of people text while they're watching the movie, doesn't it start to doesn't it get crowded with text? Or how long
well,
do they
text,
stay up on the screen?
They kind of scroll. I think we usually have about 5 lines of text at the bottom of the screen. And then anytime somebody else texts, it kind of bumps the top text off the screen and the new one comes up from the bottom. So during the slower parts of the movies when people aren't being smartasses, it can stay up there for a few seconds. Mm-hmm. But during, I think any part when Gary Busey's going to say anything, I think it's going to blow up. So when that happens, that scrolling is going to go pretty quick. So you better have a short joke and it better be punchy and you better be able to type it really quick.
Right. This is a bit like sitting around your living room with 300 to 500 friends and watching a movie and talking about it.
Yeah, it's been interesting watching how unfun it is to go to movies these days between how much they cost and the ads that they cram down your throat beforehand and everybody texting and talking all the way through. And it's been interesting watching theaters kind of have to adapt to that and have to offer more than we're just going to play something on a big screen. And this is kind of something like that, which is kind of a communal experience. And it is something that you would do with some buddies and some beers around a TV. But in this case, you're doing it with, like 300 of them.
Well, Eric Henriksen, as someone once said, adios, amigo.
You too, brah. You too.
Eric Henriksen, senior editor at the Portland Mercury, co-sponsor of the Hecklevision program at the Hollywood Theater.
Just feel what the wave is doing. Then accept its energy, get in sync, and charge with it. You don't need to see.
Yeah, right. Vision is highly overrated.
Okay, Johnny, this one's got your number on it. Let's jam.
Paddle.